What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. More tickets have been punched. More souls have been put onto the termination train bound for the underworld. Ladies, sometimes simply shutting up can be the difference between you continuing to draw breath on this earth or getting dirt napped. Like the women in this article that was published on the 6th of July. Man offlines his wife and sister-in-law in Karnataka's Chintamani. That's right, gentlemen. We're going back to good old Maskistan. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man offlined his wife and sister-in-law with a sharp weapon at JJ Colony in Chintamani early on Monday morning. The accused, Izaz, 34, a resident of Golpit Ramanth Nagar in Kolar, terminated his wife, Shama, 30, and her sister, Reshma, 19, at his in-law's home in Chintamani. Chikabalapur Superintendent of Police Kushal Chosky said. The couple has three children. Shama was reportedly staying at her parental home in Chintamani for the past 3 months following the unfortunate demise of her mother. Izaz arrived on Sunday and a bitter verbal duel broke out early Monday morning. Izaz then attacked Shama and Reshma with a weapon, offlining them both on the spot, the police said. Izaz later went to Kolar along with the three children and surrendered before the police. He was brought to Chintamani later, Chosky said. Well, well, well. Once again, ladies, sometimes just simply shutting the fuck up will be the key to your survival. Now, I'm just going to give my surmise as to what more than likely happened. She was staying there after the unfortunate passing of her mother. He came there thinking, you know what? I'm going to support my wife. What happened? She decided, you know what? This is going to be a perfect time for me to offload any problems that I have with you. So guess what? More than likely, she started going off on him. And of course, her sister joined in. So basically, this guy was getting verbally attacked by both women. He said, okay, all right, this is how you really feel? This is what y'all want to do? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put you both to the blade, which is exactly what he did. And guess what? He didn't try to run. He went ahead, went right to the police and said, yep, I did it. Which, gentlemen, we know when men decide to do that, when they decide to go to the police, there was definitely more. And I'm going to say this. There was definitely more trouble in that household than anybody knew about. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once again, gentlemen, you never know what goes on behind closed marital doors. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in his in-law's house, so I'm going to give that a 15. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom. I'm giving that a 45. Psychological impact. Both sisters got taken out. Nobody else was there. I'll give that a 60. And for the brutality factor, once again, he put them both to the blade. So I'm going to give that a combined score of 60. So Izaz, the executioner, gets a score of 180. Once again, ladies, once again, they say that a woman's mouth can be her salvation or it can be her damnation. And a lot of women around the world are finding out today's men are no longer playing by the old rules. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The old rules of women can't be touched. No, no. A lot of you women are now getting got. And these men simply don't care anymore. But hey, you know what? We live in a world that constantly tells women, you ain't got to calm down. You can do everything that a man can do. Okay. Guess what? A lot of y'all women are getting dirt napped just like men who disrespect other men. You see, that is equality right there. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article if you desire. Let me know in the comment section what you think set this man off to where he decided to do another 2-for-1 special. Leave it in the comment section. And for all you women out there who still think that you're going to argue with a man, you're going to call a man out of his name, you're going to disrespect him verbally, and nothing's going to happen, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that your words have, it has gone out. Because before, a woman's words could actually calm a man down. Now, your words serve to enrage and inflame that man. Feminism and the idea that a man is going to continue to allow you to disrespect him verbally, that's going out right along with it. Because, ladies, among men, there is a certain term called fighting words. Things that you say that will get your wig split. You see, ladies, the idea of being equal to men, yeah, a lot more of you are, guess what? You're getting your wig split when you run off at the mouth and be disrespectful. But hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am
welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.